KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Here this morning we have partly cloudy skies and 77 degrees your current temperature. Looking for partly cloudy skies with some isolated thunderstorms today and a high of 94. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department on Tuesday night updated a report they filed Monday night with regard to two women wanted in connection with an incident of alleged theft that resulted in an auto accident. Authorities said active warrants were issued for the arrest of 52-year-old Michelle Cool and 27-year-old Amanda Wilson, both of Council Bluffs. The nature of the charges are not being publicly released prior to the women's arrest. Police are also seeking to check the welfare of the child who was taken from the hospital prior to receiving treatment. The incident resulting in the arrest warrants began when one of the women allegedly took a package off the front porch of a residence sometime before 9 p.m. on Monday. When the homeowner confronted the suspect, they jumped into an SUV occupied by a female driver and a small child. The SUV then blew through a stop sign and was struck broadside at the intersection of 25th and Avenue E by a Chrysler minivan. The impact flipped the SUV onto its top. The occupants of the SUV, later identified as Cool and Wilson, were transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Jenny Edmonton Hospital, but they fled prior to police arriving to question them. The driver of the van, 63-year-old Diane Tuttle of Council Bluffs, and the occupants of her vehicle were taken to Mercy Hospital's emergency room. None of the injuries were considered life-threatening. As with any wanted party, the public is asked not to contact either of the women who have warrants issued for their arrest. Instead, you should notify local law enforcement if they are cited. Anyone with information on the location of Cool or Wilson is asked to call Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers. KJAN News Time is 8:06.
Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Hi, this is Linda at Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. We offer individualized care at our community and in your own home. We will help ease the transition from hospital to rehab. We have trained home health professionals and an individualized care plan, including supportive and health care services. Call us today for your customized care plan. Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 712-623-2500.
In other local news, police in Council Bluffs have made an arrest in connection with another residential burglary, the second reported in as many days. Officials say at around 7:47 p.m. Tuesday, officers were sent to 2437 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs on a report of an assault. Officers arrived and met with the victim, Mariah Krause of Council Bluffs, who stated that while sitting on her couch inside her home, a male with a blue bandana over his nose and mouth entered the residence by way of the unlocked rear storm door. Once inside the home, the male grabbed Krause by her face, pushed her head into the back of the couch, demanding that she give him her cell phone. Krause yelled for the suspect to leave her home and refused to give him her phone. The suspect did not see that Krause had a guest over and was startled when the guest told him to take her phone and leave. The man then ran out of the house in an unknown direction. Officers were told by Krause that she recognized the suspect as a neighbor and that he resides at 2435 2nd Avenue. Officers went to this address and located the male in a room. He was identified as 24-year-old Landon Finger of Dubuque. Finger was eventually identified by the victim as being the same male who came into her home and assaulted her. He was arrested and taken to Pottawatomie County Corrections and booked in on a burglary second-degree charge. The Red Oak Police Department reports three arrests overnight. Early this morning at 1:04 a.m., officers arrested 53-year-old John Michael Hudson of Hastings for driving while suspended. He was arrested at the intersection of West 2nd Street and West Reed Street and was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was also charged with possession of contraband in a correctional facility, a Class D felony. Hudson is being held on $5,000 cash bond. Also on Tuesday evening at 8:59 p.m., Red Oak police arrested two individuals on theft charges. Officers arrested 24-year-old Michaela Don Hudson and 24-year-old Angela Georgia Bradfield of Edmond, Oklahoma, for fifth-degree theft. Both individuals were arrested at Hudson's home at 1660 East Summit Street in Red Oak. They both were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond each. The Creston Police Department reports one arrest on Tuesday evening. At 5:30 p.m., officers arrested 31-year-old Jackie Marler of Sharpsburg at 1104 North Cherry Street in Creston on a Union County warrant for felon in possession of a firearm. Marler was also charged with possession of marijuana and was also held on a Taylor County warrant. Marler posted $6,000 bond for the Union County charges and is being held in the Union County Jail awaiting transfer to Taylor County. The state Democratic Party convention was held on Saturday, lasting until the early hours of June 19th. Five delegates from Cass County attended: Mike Young of Griswold, Cheryl Wessels of Oneida, and Melissa Warren, Jared O'Rourke, and Sherry Telly, all of Atlantic. The Iowa Democratic Party platform was voted on and ratified by a majority of the delegates attending the convention. Sherry Telly, Cass County Democratic Party chair, was elected vice chair of the newly formed Seniors and Retirees Caucus, earning her a seat on the state central committee. In other news, an Audubon woman was arrested on Tuesday on drug charges after a traffic stop. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 30-year-old Jamie Corrine Christensen at around 2 a.m. Tuesday on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting arrest. Christensen was stopped on Highway 71 near 280th Street, and canine Axel was deployed at the scene and detected narcotics. Christensen was taken to the Audubon County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors is set to meet for a regular session here this evening at the Adair County Boardroom at the courthouse. On their agenda is discussion on a courtyard permit, DCAT grant drawdown, township clerk wages, and conservation transfer resolution. They will also hear a report from County Engineer Nick Kaufman and sign final vouchers for RCB projects in Lee Township. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the High School Media Center. On their agenda for the 5:30 p.m. meeting is acceptance of resignation from Washington third grade teacher Katie Gaughan, a discussion with regard to the district's technology plan, a presentation by technology coordinator Roger Warren, and a closed session for a formal evaluation of Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein. Taking a look at world headlines here this hour, Donald Trump is describing Hillary Clinton as a failed Secretary of State who is out of step with Americans on trade and immigration. Trump will deliver that message this morning at his hotel in New York's Soho neighborhood. The Trump campaign is hoping the speech can quiet concerns that Trump is not ready for the presidency. Hillary Clinton will lay out ambitious new goals on the economy in a speech today in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's following up on an address in Columbus, Ohio, in which she said Donald Trump would lead the country into a recession. Clinton said in a preview of her North Carolina speech that she would work with both parties to develop good-paying jobs and infrastructure, advanced manufacturing, clean energy, and small business. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has until 2 p.m. today to report to a federal prison in Rochester, Minnesota. The 74-year-old has been sentenced to 15 months in prison for breaking banking laws, and he tried to pay $3.5 million in hush money to an abuse victim. The judge who sentenced Hastert labeled him a serial child molester for sexually abusing at least four boys when he worked at an Illinois high school decades ago. A small plane has left the South Pole with a sick worker in a daring rescue mission from the remote U.S. science outpost. Federal officials say the twin turboprop plane will fly 1,500 miles to a British station on the Antarctic Peninsula and then take the worker off Antarctica for medical attention that could not be provided on the remote continent. Normally, planes don't use the polar outpost from February to October because of dangers of flying in the pitch dark and cold. Volkswagen executives are facing questions from minority investors today over the company's scandal involving cars rigged to cheat on diesel emissions tests. Volkswagen's board of directors is proposing that the shareholders in Hanover, Germany, vote to approve the work of the management team. The chairman of the board told shareholders that saying yes to a management team does not mean there will be no consequences or damage claims for any executives found responsible for the rigged cars. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. KJN News Time 8:13.
Let us come into your home and help take care of you. Hi, this is Linda with Wellcove Home Health in Red Oak. Have you had an accident, an illness, or surgery and you just can't take care of yourself? Then we'd like to help you. At Wellcove, we come into your home and help you with physical, occupational, speech, and IV therapy. Plus, we offer patient education on being diabetic, ostomy, and medication teaching. We will help you with bathing, grooming, and dressing assistance. We do all we can to help keep you in your home, and we accept several forms of payment: private insurance, private pay, Medicare, Medicaid, waivers, VA, and Coventry. We invite you to stop in and see for yourself the difference our staff makes at Wellcove Home Health, 1600 Summit, or give us a call at 712-623-2500.
In your funeral announcements, Luetta S. Vorthman, age 91, of Trainer, died Friday at Bethany Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Luetta Vorthman will be held today at 10 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Trainer. Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home, Council Bluffs, has arrangements. Marvin Basil Christensen, age 86, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Marvin Christensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. For Dean Cutler, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Verdeen Cutler will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic here today. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Dallas Dean Pop, age 67, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home in Avoca. Funeral services for Dallas Pop will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Neil Turner, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died June 9th at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Neil Turner will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Adair has arrangements. Layla M. Boos, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A prayer service for Layla Boos will be held today at 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim E. McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died Friday at home. No services will be held for Jim McIntaffer, but visitation with his family is from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nancy R. Iltz, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic. Memorial services for Nancy Iltz will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. And Sue Vaughn, age 62, of Manning, formerly of Bayard, died Monday in Carroll. A celebration of life for Sue Vaughn will be held Thursday at 7 p.m. at the, that's June 30th on Thursday, at the Bayard Community Center with a potluck dinner proceeding at 5:30. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak, 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.